Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So walk into any bar in Chicago and across America, and there's a growing likelihood you'll run into a pinball machine or two. You might even be surprised to find groups of people excitedly plunking quarter after quarter into the machines and talking about high scores, especially in places called the Barcade, where rooms are filled with patrons enjoying a beer and playing a game or two. Now, this scene might feel like something out of the 1980s, but it's not. Pinball is back, baby. So there has been an almost tenfold increase in the number of pinball tournaments in the last 10 years. Attendance at these events have skyrocketed from over 12,000 to nearly 120,000 each year, and the home market continues to grow at a record pace. A surprising link with the city of Chicago's past, the pinball machine, the bumpers, the flippers that entertained generations owe much of its history to the Windy City. The only true pinball manufacturer on the planet, Stern Pinball, operates right here in Chicago. Now, the latest in titles include Marvel's Deadpool and Iron Maiden and many others. And in studio tonight is my pal, Gary Stern. He's the president of Stern Pinball. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Oh, it's great to be back again. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy our little chat every year or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know,
and the best thing is that now you have pinball and you're enjoying your pinball machine.
I am.
One of the homeowners.
My Batman 66 game is phenomenal. My kids love it. People who come over to the house, I can't get them out of the room.
It's a great game. It's the first game with our LCD display in it, but the game is really fantastic on the playfield. That's where the game is. It's on the playfield. It's the ball moving around. It's not computerized. It is. The ball is wild. It's Harry Williams used to say it's the randomizer.
It is. It absolutely is. I really do. I love the game, and I love it even more knowing that there were companies that made pinball here in Chicago, but we've always been the capital of the world. I mean, since the 1930s here.
My father started as a game operator, somebody who put games in drugstores and bars in those days, drugstores. Then became a game distributor in Philadelphia, and he came to see Harry Williams, his supplier, in 1947. I was born. I was two.
Yeah.
And kidding, Harry sat, he was, you know, a 35-year-old kid. I can say that because I'm 73. Sat behind Harry's desk. I've told you this before.
Yeah.
Put his feet up on the desk. Said to Harry, why don't you sell me the company? So Harry went up in his airplane, flew around Chicago for 3 hours and sold Sam part of Williams. Thereafter, Sam bought Harry the rest. Harry was always with us. So great game designer, great pinball designer.
Well, I was going to say, the games that were made here and the companies, I mean, you know, David Gottlieb made Baffle Ball and became a sensation and sold 50,000 pieces in 6 months. Ray Maloney, I'm looking at history here, decided to go out on his own and produce his own version, Ballyhoo, leading the creation of Bally Manufacturing Company. While by 1932, there were about 150 pinball manufacturers, but a couple years later, there were only like 14 left.
And even less thereafter. But there's some other people who make very interesting. They make boutique. They're boutique manufacturers, if you would.
Sure.
We're most the pinball market, and it's true manufacturing. We're very proud to be American manufacturers. Pinball machines got a. Our machines have a quarter mile of wire, 3,500 parts in them, and, you know, there's real assembly being done. We have in any one day, right now we have 250 factory workers today in the factory.
Wow.
Out in Elk Grove Village, we manufacture them here, not in China, we're American manufacturers.
Sure, sure.
Plus more people, there's over 300 people in the building. Yeah, 50 people in the engineering group designing these games.
But you keep at the edge of pop culture, so the new games that you churn out every single year are really what people are talking about.
we make a style item that's capital goods. Go figure that out. Because half of our games are sold to game operators. The others are sold to pinball enthusiasts, pinball collectors.
Sure.
Or a rec room buyer who just thinks it's cool and wants one in
Dave
his house.
Dave Plyer.
Yeah, there you are. Well, good for you, Dave. Thank you very much.
But you know, we appreciate that. But I've loved pinball, and we've been talking pinball for maybe 5 years already, 6 years every year around the Pinball Expo. And I've never had my own game, but like when I go out or I go to one of the Chicago barcades, or my son and I love playing, but to have one in the house is pretty cool.
How old's your son?
He's 17 now.
Oh, good.
But I also have a 13-year-old daughter, and I have a 6-year-old son.
Ah,
so they all play.
Yeah.
Who wins? Oh, my 17-year-old always wins.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah. High-end. You know, it's high-end coordination. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot to learn, but there's lots of stuff you don't, you know, just a casual player can have a good time. You take Deadpool and right in what we call the bozo zone or the sweet spot, right in the middle, there's three targets. You hit them, they drop, and you get to hit Deadpool, who's, you know, who's springing back and forth, and the targets come up, trap the ball, hit it again, and you got two balls in play. So there's just a lot going on in these games for the great player with deep rules, but for the casual player, they're true games. But the other thing is, you know, I talked about the ball being a randomizer, that you know, the ball is wild. They're a ball and bat game. It's like baseball or tennis or anything else. It's not computerized. No computer is going to tell that ball where to go.
No, absolutely
not.
And
that's the fun of it.
And I love your passion about all this. You know, Chicago has remained, as we talked about, the epicenter of pinball culture. Even during a period, there was a period in time where pinball was illegal in Chicago, right?
It was illegal in Chicago, L.A., and in New York. The pinball manufacturers got together here and in the early 70s, and it worked to get it, mid-70s, to get it legalized, early 70s. The classic is in L.A. There was a pinball player who was a college professor and a lawyer, and they took the city of Los Angeles to court and ended up with a Supreme Court of California opinion that states that pinball is a game of skill. It's not gambling. It's not a game of chance.
So that's how they did it.
It is a game of skill. So that is the most important thing that happened in legalizing pinball, because that opinion of a real court, not controlling in other states or in other countries, but I use it in other countries when there's ever any question. No, this is not gambling. This is a true game of skill that is a lot of fun, and it. Gottlieb, though, used to put on their back glasses something like, it's fun to compete, and it is.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the only thing you can gamble for is a beer. Back in those beer cases. You know, within 5-6 miles of where we're sitting right now, to the north, there are 10 barcades and beer cases. 10 of them.
That's fantastic.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I know them all. I'll take you one night on one of our beer cave tours.
I'd love to do that. I would love to. Do you do tours for that?
I take customers that come in.
Okay.
After, in November, I've got a number of European customers. We have a big show in Orlando. They're coming up here for a factory tour right the weekend before Thanksgiving, and what I call the barcade tour. And usually they flake out on me after, you know, about 1 in the morning after about 4 or 5. It's impolite to go into a barcade and just walk around without at least having a beer or something.
And play.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but you also got to buy. My father started as a game operator. I started in the stock room at Williams. We are manufacturers, first and foremost, manufacturers, and material control most, you know, is a very important part. And he taught me that by putting me in the stock room in the summer, unair-conditioned. It was great. And, I owned a bar and nightclub here, so I know that part of it. And of course, you know, these barcades are a great trend. Do you know that the young people, the millennials I've read, they spend almost twice as much time out of home in restaurants, bars, family entertainment centers, whatever it might be, than we did?
Is that right?
Yeah.
That surprises me, actually.
Well, you think the change in lifestyles of what's going on.
I do, but you know what? That's being social, and that's going out and having fun with other people, and so many of this young generation are on their phones not talking to anybody.
That's true, but this is one place where they can go. They do go out to barcades, and those phones, we have digital games on those. And that is one of the things that has brought we've crossed the millennial divide. That's one of the things that have brought the young people into pinball, because they see it on their smartphone, or on their Switch, or on their Oculus. We're on Oculus, and I play better on Oculus on virtual reality than real pinball.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, but one of our guys told me, yeah, but we slowed it up for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Computer control. But you know, pinball is, you know, our business is based on the number of games we've sold. In 17, it was up almost 40% over 16. 2016. 2016 was almost 20% over 2015. These barcades are a help of it. We're cutting in family entertainment centers. We export, about half our games.
Is that right?
That includes Canada export, so we treat them as export, not the 51st state.
Sure.
I'm Canada living. No, so you know, we've definitely, you know, we do a lot of social media and a lot of things like consumer electronic shows and Comic Con, so to introduce more people, and we've successfully introduced more people to it, and that's our mission. Actually, now here's where I get to read something.
And, okay,
and if
go
I had
ahead,
two
do that.
Copies, I'd make you read this with me. It's our vision, our mission, our vision.
All right.
Our vision is to create a global lifestyle brand built on the iconic and outrageously fun modern American game of pinball that perpetuates pinball in the rapidly growing, adrenalized global community of pinball fanatics for generations to come.
Oh, I think you're doing that right there, brother.
Yep.
Oh, you're doing it.
Yep. That's what
you're
we're doing.
It. Well, so I have to tell you the story. So you mentioned that I bought this game from you last year. It was a Batman 66. So it's not from that era. It is based on the Batman 66 TV series.
Absolutely.
And the game itself has a screen in it, so you see scenes from the show while you're playing. And there's collectible cards built into the machine.
Yep.
And all the icons and everything that you see that you grew up with. I mean, you nailed it to a T. And Adam West, his voice is on there.
Yeah, he participated in it for the, you know, he's signed some cards for some of the games. For the, you know, he was here for Pinball Expo.
Yes,
when
he was
we first
a couple years
him.
Ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, he's since passed away.
Yes.
But we got him before he passed. And this guy, by the way, he came to the show. He did PR stuff and signed stuff with us. He came to the show, to the Pinball Expo show, and he worked. The guy was, 80 some years old, I guess. I mean, he was
88.
But he worked hard, and he really participated, and he enjoyed the fans.
He gets into it.
The
he
crowd.
Got into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But what your guy said, I had him come over because I bought another pinball game, and I bought an old one. And one of your guys came over, and he said, okay, while I'm here working on this one, I'm going to update your pinball, your Batman software.
It was probably Gavin that came over.
It was. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I thought, update my pinball. And there's more features. I mean, it's a little faster going. Like, it's so cool that you get to do that. It's like a computer.
Yep.
You have to update it once in a while.
And, it's just like your smartphone gets updated, so forth. We have, you can either download the code into your computer, or if you have an SD card, you just click it in. And in fact, at the Pinball Expo, we are going to introduce what is probably the last update for Batman. So I'm going to get you an SD card for yours.
Thank you.
But Batman 66 will get its last update. So everybody should come there and play it with its final version. I'm not saying that they won't go program some more stuff into it. They get interested. They being the software designers. They're not just typists. They're not just programs. They're rules designers. And for the great players and like yourself or your son.
Yeah, my son. I would say my son. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your son over to see the factory.
I would love to do that.
We do factory tours. We're in Elk Grove Village, sternpinball.com.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I bought the 77 pinball game, second best selling of all time, 8 ball.
Oh, it's a great game.
It is a great game. Great sound, great visuals.
And it's got a drop target bank on the right.
Yeah.
And behind it, there's stand-up targets, you know, solids and stripes and all that. It is a great game. It's a classic.
Well, and I said to Gavin, I said, well, this is cool because it's the Fonz. He goes, no, it's not. And I said, no, it's the Fonz, it's Richie, it's just a whole Happy Days thing. Yeah, he goes, no, it's not. he said, Paramount, you know, sued him back then.
I don't think
they won anything. I think they just let him get away with it.
Listen, it's, we're good publicity for everybody, though we do, you know, all of our titles are licensed. You know, right
yours
now,
are. Oh, yeah.
We're doing Deadpool, which is great. George Gomez, our head of product development, did it, and he's just fantastic for all levels of player. We did Iron Maiden recently, and that's great. And we, you know, we have three different versions of each of these games.
Yes,
the
do.
Regular, a pro, a premium, which has got a little more bells and whistles on it, and an limited edition, which has all the bells and whistles and some extra ones, plus you know, some collectible. They're numbered 1 of 500, 2 of 500, so forth. So, you know, right now we're making, oh gosh, so many different models.
But I'm looking at this. You had Spider-Man. You had The Walking Dead. You had something for the Mustang, the 50th of the Mustang.
Oh,
Star Trek, Star Wars last year. I mean, so you're keeping on the trends of everything, and I think that's, you're mixing like this America's favorite pastime with today's coolness of pop culture.
Right now, for the rest of this year, among the games we're going to be making will be Metallica, Ghostbusters, Batman, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Maiden, Star Trek, we brought out of the vault and re-arted it and remade it, Deadpool, and
yeah, it's fantastic.
And
I mean,
we're busy. We're busy.
You are. And the Pinball Expo is coming up this coming weekend. And you'll be there, of course, for that. And for that, you can go to pinballexpo.net. But folks, if you've ever wanted to own the coolest pinball game on the planet, you got to go to Stern Pinball, go to their website, visit Stern, S-T-E-R-N, pinball.com. And again, for more on next weekend's Pinball Expo, where you can really check things out, and that's at pinballexpo.net.
There you go.
Gary, always a pleasure, pal.
Thanks so much for having me. I always enjoy it.